Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone.
But you've possibly found the best kept secret in business. He's handsome.
Handsome.
He's loud.
Loud.
He's got some tattoos.
Tattoos.
He'll tell you as it is.
And only wears a suit at a wedding or a funeral.
No jargon. No overcomplicated 300-stage program. Just upfront, honest, proven ideas, thoughts, and strategies.
That actually work.
So here's your host, the best-kept business secret probably anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Mark Ford.
Hello and welcome to the Best Kept Business Secret podcast with me, your host, business disruptor, author, and media contributor on all things businessy, Mark Ford. Hi, how are you? Hope you're well. Today's podcast is all about growing your business with sales. Now look, here's the thing, is that some people think that other people are really good at sales and they think they are really bad at sales, but actually, everybody is a born salesperson, and the fact that they think they're bad at it just means that they haven't got the confidence in themselves. So, in today's podcast, I am going to share with you six really simple steps on growing your business with sales. So, let's talk about sales, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sales. Let's talk about sales. Okay, after this quick word from our sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by JB Commercial Finance, the trusted funding solutions for business. JB Commercial Finance are experienced whole-of-market commercial finance brokers and will help you and your business raise money no matter your circumstances. Whether you're investing in your business, have cash flow challenges, or you're looking to acquire commercial premises, get in touch with us now for independent, expert, and honest advice. For a free, no-obligation assessment, find us at www.jbcommercialfinance.co.uk or call 0116-3440-322. JB Commercial Finance is fully authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and are proud members of the National Association of Commercial Finance Brokers.
As I've already stated, sales are the lifeblood of every single business across the world. It doesn't matter how many statistics or Google things that you look up. That is a 100% guaranteed fact. Without sales, there is no business. Without sales, there is no money. It's as simple as that. Now, when it comes to burrowing down into sales, everybody thinks it's a black magic art, that some people are brilliant at it and some people are just downright crap at it. In fact, there's a little bit of truth in both of those things. But normally the people that think they're really bad at it just haven't really got the confidence in themselves to do it. And the ones that are really, really good at it, if you're watching this video, hopefully these steps will help you just brush up on what you're already really good at. So I'd like you to write down five letters. Get a piece of paper, write down these five letters. S-C-U-B-A. Now, I did say six steps. There's five. And we'll come to the sixth at the very, very end, as you will already guess. But it involves the other five first. So let's talk about S. S stands for sales management. It talks about how you don't throw away your good leads. C, charisma. You have to show more of it to get more from your prospective customer or your prospective client. U stands for undermining, and that's undermining yourself. B stands for buyers matter, and A stands for ask. So, just so that you fully understand what all this means, let's deep dive, get it, scuba, deep dive. Let's deep dive into what I'm talking about. So let's talk about S, sales management. Now, I'm not talking about a bloke who wanders round smacking the desk like Alec Baldwin telling you that you suck or anything like that. I'll put links to that video in the blurb. It's actually quite scary, but quite iconic at the same time. By sales management, I'm talking about, do you feel slightly overwhelmed by the amount of leads that you have? Do you feel slightly underwhelmed by the lack of leads that you have? Have you got a CRM system in place? And if you have got a CRM system in place, well done you. However, going old school works better. And the reason that I say that is because people can become anonymous. They hide behind this mountain of paperwork and they hide behind this mountain of data and information that we are all sucked into believing is really, really good. I'm a kind of quite an old-fashioned guy, and I actually believe that whiteboards are the future. No, really, they are. And I'll tell you why. 50% of leads are burned. People assume that 50% of the leads that they are given are complete rubbish and complete tripe. Wrong. You need to get out of that mentality straight away. If you have been given leads, actually, they're there for a reason. People have shown an interest. So how do you manage this? Well, you get your whiteboard. You put your 20 most important leads on the board. The strongest ones possible to begin with. Now, there is inevitably a buying process. And the buying process may be a phone call, a meeting, which is then a quote, it's then a follow-up, and then maybe a second follow-up, and then maybe it's a re-quote, another phone call, whatever. Write down your process above the names of these leads. Where are you on this process? If it gets to a fact that this individual says no, I get that. I understand that. We'll come to that a little bit later. But never assume a no is a permanent no. It's the worst thing that you can do. So by having it in place, seeing what everybody's doing with those leads will not burn the leads that you've got for them. And leads cost money. It doesn't matter whether you've done Facebook adverts, LinkedIn adverts, whether you've done Google adverts, pay-per-clicks, blah, 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 etc., etc. They all cost money. So you want a return on investment. If you stop people from hiding behind the statistics, you'll go a lot further than burning 50% of your leads straight away. So to show you how some businesses burn through leads without even management recognizing that's going on, I'm going to tell you a short story about a windows and doors company that were really, really busy, which is great stuff. They'd increased their turnover by 20% in 12 months, but their sales process was broken. That 20% increase in turnover, in sales, could have been 30, 40% had they not been burning their leads, to the point that on one particular day, somebody who had been given a quote 3 weeks prior to the phone call rang up to complain that they hadn't had a follow-up call. This individual wanted to do business with that company. But because the follow-up on quotes and leads was rubbish, she had chosen to go to another firm that showed that they could be bothered. In fact, the other firm were more expensive. She was so incensed by the fact that nobody had followed up on this particular quote that she thought it was the right thing to do to ring up and give them an ear bashing. Now, is your business in that particular position? If so, by writing down your top 10, 20 leads and going through the sales process and not hiding behind data and figures will help you make sure that those sales happen as they should do. C is for charisma. Oh yeah, ladies. It's for charisma. No, it's not for ladies. That's wrong. I'm not going to do that again. But C is for charisma. Now, one of the things that a lot of people throw at really good salespeople is that they are full of charisma. They are full of charm. Can it be learnt though? I say yes. It's just that people can be charismatic in very, very different ways. But there are six really interesting principles of anybody with charisma that anybody can learn. Number one is that they're present. When they're having a conversation with you, are you making them the center of attention? Are you there in the moment? If not, you're not present. It's a bit like coming home, putting your dinner in the oven, and then going to watch your TV program. And towards the end of that TV program, realize there's a burning smell, and then you suddenly rush into the kitchen and realize that your meal is on fire. And then when you get back into the front room to continue watching your favourite TV program that you started watching when you put the meal in the oven, you realise that you've forgotten completely everything that had happened on that TV program. It's true. It happens. You were not present. Your mind is elsewhere. That's the number one rule of charisma, is be present. Number two is power. Now, I don't mean power. Oh, and I certainly don't mean people walking around with great big entourages around them. Oh no. By power, I actually mean confidence. Are you confident and comfortable with yourself? If you are, that's a great step forward. People don't like buying from somebody who's sort of like meekly and mildly looking at the floor or twiddling their hands or anything like that. Look, get over it. You have to get over this type of thing. People like to buy from confident people, and you can learn to control it. I've been on stage in front of 200, 400 people, and inside I have been absolutely bricking it. But to the 200, the 400 people in front of me, they have no idea what's going on. I'm almost as nervous presenting in front of 5 people. It's more intimate. But I hide those nerves. I go to networking events. I've been to conferences. I've done keynote speeches where inside I have really had jelly belly. But I've learned to control those nerves. And nerves can be good. It heightens your senses. It gets you ready. It gets you pumped. So are you comfortable and confident in yourself? Number three, warmth. Make people feel comfortable. It's really, really simple. If you make people feel awkward, they're never going to buy from you. So part of charisma is warmth, is making people feel comfortable, ignoring the negatives and extenuating their positives. Number four, listening. Now, some don't think this has anything to do with charisma. I am telling you right here, right now, it has. Remembering people's names, remembering dates, remembering people's events, remembering their kids' names, what they were doing at the time, their hobbies, their hopes and their dreams. Trust me, that goes a hell of a long way. And it's just simply remembering detail and showing that you are taking a massive interest in that person. Number five, talking. Now, I know we've been talking about listening, but now I'm talking about talking. Use stories, use metaphors. And if you're going to ask questions, ask rhetorical questions, but give people time to answer those questions. Don't do what I used to do. When I first went networking, I was actually told that I was uninterested. I was arrogant. I was cocky. I was just unconfident. And actually, when I started talking to those people again, it's because I didn't give them time to talk about themselves. So get people talking. Their favourite subject will always be about themselves. And finally, number six, have a bigger picture. One of the most charismatic things that you can have is a bigger picture, is a vision for how life should be or how your products and services will make and change people's lives for the better. Talk to people about those visions. Talk to people about how they fit in to that vision and how they can fit in with your vision and make it truer and much more believable and brilliant. Okay, now let's talk about you. No, not you, but the letter U. It's about undermining yourself. Stop it. Stop undermining yourself. You see, as salespeople, what we tend to do is we tend to create objections. We tend to create problems in our heads before they've even materialized. And I will give you a great example about how us creating assumptions or creating problems is so relevant. I knew a business coach. A business coach got up and he stood up and he gave his 60 seconds pitch. And in his 60 seconds pitch, he turned around to people and said, I am really interested with working for businesses, or working with businesses, should I say, that have a turnover of over £1 million or have over 50 employees. Now, that was his 1 minute pitch. So everybody in the room knew exactly what he wanted from that networking event. He came up to a particular, he went up to this person and for 5 minutes told her how bloody brilliant he really was, how amazing he was, and how he could take this business and turn it into that business, and how he could increase their turnover, blah, 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 blah. Then came the critical moment. He then turned round and said, what do you do? Before she could actually finish the words, I'm an acupuncturist, easy for me to say, obviously, but before she could finish the words, I'm an acupuncturist, he did this. He walked away. He made an assumption. And actually, it was the wrong assumption. Simply because if he'd bothered asking, if he'd bothered listening, and if he'd bothered using anything that I've talked about in the video so far, he would have actually found out that her husband was the CEO of a company that had a £2 million turnover. What an arse. He made an assumption. Stop undermining yourself by coming up with assumptions and blockages and preconceived ideas before you get there. Now, as part of undermining yourself, I also want you to talk about yourself in a positive way. Or grow to talk about yourself in a positive way. And this is about being credible or becoming credible. Now, we talk about relevant experience and expertise in particular fields. But what you should always try to do is strive, and I mean strive really hard, to be the number one expert in your field. It will attract the right customers and the right clients. You're going to use the power of testimonials. If you don't understand how powerful testimonials are, you really do need to read up on it. It's a very, very simple process of getting a really good testimonial and attracting those right customers and those right clients. Are you freely, and I mean, are you freely sharing advice and wisdom and showing that you have credibility, you have the knowledge that will help people in these situations? And who have you worked with that, to be perfectly honest, are quite a big deal? Don't be shy about it. Show that credibility. Talk about your credibility. Not in an arrogant way, but talk about your credibility so it stops undermining you. You'll actually be surprised how much head and shoulders you are above some of your competitors if you stop undermining yourself. Let's talk about B. B stands for buyers matter. Yes, the really important thing, the buyers. The biggest complaint that people talk about when they're being sold to is the fact that they're being sold to and you didn't shut the hell up to let them get a word in edgeways. Just think about it. What if it happened to you? What if somebody just continually spoke and talked and talked and talked at you when in fact you were already sold on the product or service? The next thing is actually about jargon, or jargon bollocks as I like to call it, because there is a lot of it out there. There are lots of abbreviations, there's lots of technical jargon that people really don't understand. One of the big things that you can remember or should remember is that if your buyer really matters, key driver to getting them across the line to say yes is that you talk to them in a language that they understand. You repeat their own words back to them. It's not rocket science. If they're talking to you about certain things, they want the answer to those certain things. So talk to them back using their own language and really driving home that you are completely on their side when it comes to solving their problems or their issues. A is for ask. Isn't that blatantly obvious? But you would be utterly shocked and surprised how many people don't even ask for the sale. Now, it may be there's a fear out there that people will say no. And if they do say no, well, do you know what? No is an opportunity to find out what you did wrong. Go back. Go back to asking the questions. Go back to finding out what the real, genuine reason is that they're saying no. Have you given them opportunities to say no previously? Have you understood the problem or the pain point? And are you giving them options? You see, it's very, very easy to just give one option. And if you give one option, it's incredibly easy for somebody to turn around and say no. But if you give three options, as an example, it's very difficult to say no three times unless you are completely way off. And even at the very end of this, if they do say no, do not write them off. Put them back into the process at some point. This may be a follow-up phone call. This may be a follow-up email. This may be a follow-up letter or another follow-up quote. Quite simply is that some people will not be prepared to buy on the day. They may need that little time to think, and that's not a bad thing. You'll see all the sales trainers saying that no, if you've answered all the questions, they will buy on the money. They won't. You don't know everybody's personal circumstances. You don't know whether they're under the thumb with the wife or the partner or whatever. You have no idea. So actually, it's always good to follow up with those clients that say no, because right now might not be the time they'll say yes, but in a week's time, 2 weeks' time, or even a month's time, they may be ready to say yes if you've done all those other things really, really well. And finally, I said there were six steps. I've already given you five. I've given you the S, the C, the U, the B, and the A. That's SCUBA. SCUBA. It's quite simple to remember. What's number six? Number six is practicing those five continuously. This is no rocket science when it comes to sales. As I said at the very beginning, if you think that sales is some dark black magic art, you really are missing the point. It's not. It's about how you do it. But the five key aspects that I've given you in SCUBA are the same across the board. They really are. So try it. Try it yourself. Go through your own sales process. Go through what you say, how you say it. Are you a good listener? Are you a good talker? Are you confident? Are you just throwing away 50% of your leads? And are you even asking for the sale at the end? And if they say no, what are you doing with those leads? It goes right back to the beginning that you make the most of your sales management process. So that's the end of this podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it, and you've probably already worked out that actually that was the audio that I've taken from one of my training videos, which you can find on my website, which is www.markford.uk. And listen, guys, if you enjoyed the podcast, please go to iTunes, give us a review, spread the word, share the love, or if you're really callous, you can keep me as your best kept business secret. I do appreciate you taking the time to listen to me, so hopefully you're actually implementing this in your business and I am becoming your competitive edge. Look, guys, I've also got something really, really exciting. If you go to my website,
www.markford.uk. I am launching two books in 2 weeks, starting on the 23rd of March. And here in my hand, you can't see it, but you can possibly hear it. There you go. I have in the hands the very first copy of The Best Kept Business Secrets Success Diary. It is a diary that gets you to do exactly what some of the most successful people on the planet do on a regular basis. Yes, it's a diary, but it gets you to think about your business in ever so slightly different ways. It gets you to record the really good stuff, and it also is there to remind you how you handled the stuff that just is thrown at you by the evil that we call life. So if you want a copy of that, go to the website www.markford.uk and go and pick yourself up a copy before the 23rd of March. And then on the 5th of April will come your Best Kept Business Secrets book, which is 110 questions that every small business owner should ask themselves. Again, go to the website. If you buy both, you get them at a slight discount price. Really excited about putting them out there, like I am always excited on doing these podcasts and helping you have your best year ever. Guys, until next time, be brilliant. See you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
This podcast is sponsored by GB Commercial Finance, the trusted funding solutions for business. JB Commercial Finance are experienced, whole-of-market commercial finance brokers and will help you and your business raise money no matter your circumstances. Whether you're investing in your business, have cash flow challenges, or you're looking to acquire commercial premises, get in touch with us now for independent, expert, and honest advice. For a free, no-obligation assessment, find us at www.jbcommercialfinance.co.uk or call 0116-3440-322. JB Commercial Finance is fully authorized and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and are proud members of the National Association of Commercial Finance Brokers.